Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're looking at Psalm chapter 80. And in verse 8, it says this, "You brought a vine out of Egypt, you drove out the nations and planted it." So the psalmist recounts God's faithfulness in Israel's past, how he rescued his people from Egypt, cleared the land, and planted them like a vine. But that vine became overgrown and wild and fruitless, and so it was pruned, even cut back in judgment. But this isn't just a history lesson. It's redemptive foreshadowing. Jesus would later declare, "I am the true vine." He's the faithful son, the fruitful Israel, the one who succeeds where the old vine had failed. And when we are united to Christ by faith, we become part of that true vine. And from that union flows life and growth and fruitfulness. The psalmist's prayer for restoration finds its ultimate answer in the one who was cut off for us so that we could be grafted in. Here's a couple of ways that you can turn this devotional into prayer. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus as the true vine who gives us life. Help me remain rooted in Him, bearing fruit through Your Spirit. And prune away anything in me that hinders Your life from flowing freely. Here are two different peoples you can pray for. Pray for the Wagners, our Creative Access missionaries in Asia. And also pray for the Moray LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Burkina Faso and Ghana. One last thought. Jesus is the true vine, planted by God, pruned for our sake, and now bearing fruit through all who abide in Him.